For Telesur English is from the South and editor of the new book Year of Lead, Washington, Wall Street, and the New Imperialism in Brazil. That's out now, and you can get more information at BrazilWire.com. Brian Meir, thank you so much for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thanks a lot, Janine.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group, based in New York. For more information, you can check out our website, fair.org. The show's engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
What's up, everyone? That's right. Your man Jarrell, back in the booth. With my good friends here at TVP, talking about Practice Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show starts right now. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Jarrell Gilbert here. Alongside me, as always, the entire Talking About Practice squad. Hashtag full squad. We're feeling good. It's good to have the whole team in here, minus Jordan. We'll see him in a little bit. But we want to thank you for spending an hour out of your evening with Chico's number one sports talk radio show, the world's greatest sports talk radio show, according to Derek's sister out in L.A., our L.A. correspondent. Shouts to Aaron. But before we get the show started, we want to thank you, obviously. And we also want to thank some of the people who actually pay money to keep the lights on around here and support what we got going on. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters just like yourself and by Alternative Energy Systems, a locally owned and operated partnership providing sustainable energy for life. Alternative Energy Systems offers residential, commercial, and agricultural solar energy solutions. More information by calling 345-6980 or by visiting savingenergyforlife.com. Once again, that's savingenergyforlife.com. We're also made possible by the Salvation Army of Chico, hosting the grand opening for their new facility at 567 East 16th Street in Chico. There'll be refreshments, children's activities, and information about assistance with tours of the new building and more on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For details, visit the Salvation Army Chico Grand Opening Weekend on Facebook. Once again, thanks for joining us and all the nonsense it is we do around here. It's summertime, y'all. NBA finals are over. So we got baseball.
Booyers!
We got some soccer. We got F1.
Meow, meow.
And we got Cam Newton.
What? You won't get in my seat?
This whole entire show, it should just be called the Derek Isamaki special. Let's get into it, people. Talking About Practice starts right now.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? I mean, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Hello and welcome. This is Talking About Practice, Chico's number one sports talk radio show. Your man, Jarrell Gilbert, in the building alongside me, as always, my partner in crime, Derek Isumaki.
What's good, party people?
We also got our man, Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucan, still smelling fresh off of vacation. What's happening?
What it do?
And we got the deaf. Sorry.
Did you say deaf?
Deaf?
As in...
He's deaf right now.
I have no headphones.
Yeah, so Brad doesn't have headphones, but he could hear me out loud.
Yes.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
There we go. That is Stat Man.
Huh? How does it sound?
That sounds fine. Okay. Well, it'd be better if you're closer to the microphone.
Well, when you talk, at least.
Talking.
Yeah.
I don't want to blow anybody's ears out.
Okay, well, I would like you for someone to hear you. Well, we can't hear you at all.
Yeah,
so
your mic's not.
Your mic's not working at all either.
Really?
No. So.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go over to the. Do you want to take a
board? Yeah, I got it. Yeah. All right.
There we go.
Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live.
Audible. All right.
Omaha.
So Brad can't hear anything. So we're gonna move him over. So not only can he hear, he can talk.
Did you get headphones too?
I need to go back and get my headphones.
Yeah, there you
okay.
Go.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. Yeah.
Live radio.
Yeah, live radio. This is what we do, people. Welcome to the show. It's good to be back. I was gone last week. I was in the Bay Area. It was gorgeous. I had a great time, but it is good to be back with my team. We have some things to discuss. I'm going to be really real. We like to give you guys a peek behind the curtain from time to time on this show. If nothing else, I feel that we kind of bare our souls on the show, and we offer honesty on the show. And the fact of the matter is, this is, I think, Derek, I don't want to speak for the two of us, so correct me if I'm wrong, but Derek and I started doing this show, a form of this show, what, 5.5 years ago, out of your garage, basically?
About that time, that sounds about right, yeah.
Five and a half years ago or so. And I think both of us, our favorite time to talk is when there's nothing going on.
It's always, you get into some really good conversations.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have some today.
So be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. There's not a ton going on in the world of sports. There's a decent amount to fill out about good 30 to 40 minutes of the show. But there is going to be a lot of nonsense going on and us just messing around, goofing around, and having a good time. So
I would say expect that for the summertime, too. We're probably just going to be trying some new things out that have nothing to do with sports in the coming future. So just prepare thyself.
You prepare thyself. In fact, if you want to give us some suggestions of different games we could do, different topics we can cover in this slow time, feel free to hit any of us up. I will start with the J-Ro Show on Snapchat and Instagram, or Flipside_Radio. So that is the J-R-O Show, Snapchat, Instagram, or Flipside_Radio. If you guys want to give your handles, feel free to drop that at any point. If you don't, also feel free to not drop it, okay?
My Instagram is at This Is For The Children. It's That's all I can say.
I get why it says this is for the children, because Wu-Tang is for the children.
Yes.
So I get...
not many people do, though.
I get your handle, but it is lightweight creepy for
a little bit, man
approaching his 30s to have this is for the children as their Instagram handle. That doesn't
maybe
have
I'm
any
also
children.
Saving for my future children, so it's memories saved that Instagram is doing for me for my children to come afterwards.
Well, Derek, we all know those children won't be loved, so...
It's something to know their dad by, because
they won't know their dad or exist.
It's a way for them to know their dad.
Oh, man, that's, rough.
Thank you for putting me in that category.
So there was a quick preview of what you could expect all summer long, Derek being bitter and us making fun of him for being bitter. But let's have some fun. Let's actually get into some sports. And we will start with the NBA. Granted, the NBA just ended. No one got to hear my thoughts about the finals, and that was great because I was out of town and I pulled the Jake and I said, I don't want to talk about it.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Asterisk.
I
guess.
Okay, then let's talk about it. I thought we weren't going to talk about it, but hell, we have another 50 minutes to fill, so let's talk about it. You guess there's an asterisk.
I mean, a full squad, a full strength Golden State Warriors squad takes down Toronto.
Now, in to Brad's, point, I guess that the way history will look back on it, we don't remember the details, right?
Never. You just remember who won.
Yeah. Right. So we will not remember that, in fact, The Warriors were missing Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson missed a game and then went out in the closeout game in game six with a torn ACL.
And when he was feeling himself.
And he was playing really well at the time. The Warriors were going on a run. And then everything went off the rails, and everyone is saying this is the end of a dynasty and so on and so forth. So I will say that, yes, the Raptors won. And it's a fairly tainted in the sense that in the immediacy of it, you can point to all the players being injured, and the Warriors were basically, I mean, they were a phone call away. I was a phone call away from getting a starting shot, or at least coming off the bench. They were desperate for anybody's. I mean, Quinn Cook was playing 30 minutes in an NBA Finals game. Okay? Tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. I mean, they had DeMarcus Cousins comes back from a torn hamstring. Quad.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's on the leg. Backside. Front side. Don't matter. All sides.
Again, we are not the most informed show.
Did they just put oxygen in this studio today? Because you were acting real weird, dude.
That's a usual Monday for him, though.
I think it's on you right now.
Yeah.
Coming back from vacay, you don't know what real life is about anymore.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Is this real life? Tiger's back.
At least you.
So it really isn't real life if you're going to be saying that.
You should go take a water break.
So for those of you who are new to the programming, John has been saying Tiger's back since he joined the show 2.5 years ago. And to John's credit, Tiger has won a total of one major. Granted, it was the biggest
major,
one.
Major, though.
Can I lock? And nothing else. And sure. Nothing else.
Should I lock the door?
Yeah. John just walked out of the room.
I told him to get a water break right now.
Because he can't defend himself and just decided to yell at us on his way out all his solid points. But that's John's stance. The rest of us, we're not so much into the whole Tiger's back.
I mean, he didn't do anything else afterwards. He won. He got lucky at Masters. That's it. Why are we talking about this? I mean, we're not even in here. Let's stop talking about it now.
Tiger's not back, and John's not in the room. So let's not talk about this anymore. Let's
back to the finals.
I don't really have much to say about it other than it was good for the Raptors, I suppose. And
I mean, they still had to win.
You need to give Canada a bone every once in a while, you know?
I mean, it's just on loan. That championship is on loan. America's coming for it again. So,
well,
it'll be interesting.
I do think, however, before we get to the NBA draft, that this is setting up to be one of the more interesting off seasons we've had in a long time. Obviously, with KD's uncertainty, the Warriors in general are just an uncertain. Rarely do you see a dynasty come to a fork in the road, such as the Warriors face. Even if they re-sign all their guys, they're going to go through much of next year without Kevin Durant and without Klay Thompson, if not the entire season.
You probably have KD no more, like, for this next season. He's probably, if he comes back, he's coming back in, like, in April.
Maybe.
Yeah. He's coming back in the finals, if they make it.
And there's no point in bringing him back in the finals. And well,
The West just got crazy with the whole Anthony Davis shifting. Mm-hmm. And like I said, everyone get your bonbons ready, because this is going to be...
This is going to be an interesting season. This is going to be fun, and this offseason is going to be interesting. We don't know where any of these players are going. I mean, there's reports that Kawhi was buying moving boxes in Toronto. What the hell does that mean? He could be moving to he could have just bought a house in Toronto. He could be moving out of Toronto. He could be moving his cousin into his house. Who knows? The bigger question is, why is Kawhi?
Maybe he just likes boxes.
Maybe he loves boxes, and he's just trying to put all that hardware away because he doesn't seem like someone who's going to have that NBA Finals MVP on his mantle. You know what I mean?
Like, the guys that have, like, their jerseys of all the teams they've played for, I don't think Kawhi keeps any one of those.
I agree. Yeah, I think he keeps receipts from Wingstop more than he does his NBA.
What I get last time? Yeah, I want that same thing. Right? Yeah.
But I do find this offseason.
Was that your dude? Dude, that came out pretty clean. And you just muffled it. Okay, you don't have the time. No, sounds good.
It's kind of Bill Clinton-ish.
We do need to work on it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's not bad.
That's not bad. That's honestly not bad.
It's not bad. All right, you're good.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what, Brad?
We found a use for you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we also have during the college season, you got the Wildcat.
Wow. It always works, yeah.
Yeah.
What are we going to brag about the four impressions you can do halfway decent?
You know what? I have some use to the show, okay?
Okay. We'll go with that.
Thank you.
Let's move on because I really don't want to speculate and sit here. That's my headphone.
Oh, that's your headphone? Why am I going up then?
I don't.
Are you on the same one with them? Y'all sharing?
I don't know. Dude,
get your head in the game.
Live radio, people. Again, I don't love playing the speculation game. We could do this all day. And, oh, if this guy goes here, what does that mean for the NBA? So we don't know where a lot of these guys are going. So let's just wait for news to come out. Where we do know where a lot of players are going is in the NBA draft because it just happened. So we know what happened. Even though I find the draft to be totally against everything that is America. But, again, America is slowly repealing all our freedoms. And we could talk about that later. Anyone in California who likes to fire a pistol or any type of firearm
rifle
will soon know this as of July 1st, and we get into that later. It's so stupid. What a dumb rule or law. Anyway,
California.
Yeah.
No more lead.
I mean, the fact that, okay, I do this rant once a year, so let's just go ahead and have it. The fact that the NBA draft exists in a free market is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And no other market in America are you drafted to go places besides professional sports. If you are good enough to do what you want and be in high demand, you get to choose your place that you land.
I mean, there's some debate on colleges because there's been a history of the Ivy League drafting their students. Like, they won't offer a scholarship to certain students if another school's offered it in an agreement that another student won't get an offer. That makes any sense. So
that did not make any
Cornell
sense.
Won't offer if Yale's offered a student a scholarship.
So scholarship fixing is what you're saying.
Exactly. It's happened. It's been proven.
Okay, I was
going to
say
that's
a joke, but you really went along with that. Scholarship fixing, okay.
That's an actual thing.
Okay.
Okay, that's I think that's fine. Again, but these are amateurs. These are not professionals. And I think in the professional realm, this is a free market. If your skills demand a certain level of demand, I guess, you should be able to go where you want, but again, a different day.
Yeah, but then how are we going to have – the sports are going to cease to exist because you're going to have all these kids that want to go to the teams that
you're
they grew up
monopolies.
Liking or the teams that they have buddies on and all this kind of – it's that's not the way the world works.
But we've already
– That is the way the world works. You want to
go – Not in professional sports. Not in one professional sport does that work.
But in
name
every,
one professional sport where a kid comes in that's a LeBron James
soccer.
Factor – They can go anywhere he wants.
Football.
No. Soccer? No.
International football.
Yeah.
They can pretty much they can sign with whatever.
But you're making a club team before and they have
collegiate athletics. You get in, you get to choose where you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What school you go to.
And you get to go to wherever.
And the simple solution
you're choosing the schools that are offering you.
Well, yeah, but
you don't get to just choose.
And if you're
like,
good
oh,
enough, you have all
oh,
of them
I play
offering
basketball
you.
And I have a Virginia offer. No, I want to go to Duke. I'm going to Duke. No,
like
that
I feel like
how it works.
That's what they should do in the NBA draft, though, is have a situation where, like, the first player, whoever wants to offer this guy, hey, here's all these options you have right now.
Yeah.
And boom, they get to pick
well,
those.
Here's,
and
here's, seems, yeah. here's how well, you simply, how you rectify the whole situation.
Like an auction?
You have.
No, but the players are choosing.
The players get to choose.
Yeah.
And you have a salary cap cap in place.
Yeah.
So a player can go and play with LeBron James and the Lakers. If, let's say Zion was dedicated, I'm playing with LeBron no matter what. And let's say the Lakers are over the cap. Well, you're only going to make X amount if you want to go there. But let's say a team like the Knicks or a lesser team has a ton of money because they don't have all their money tied up in max salaries.
There's no lesser team than the
Knicks.
You could also do a max rookie salary that you have. You have your normal salary cap, then you have a rookie cap. Say you.
Well, we have that.
Yeah,
that's right.
There's
good.
A rookie salary cap.
Yes.
Thank you, Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah.
He pretty much did set the
and standard. That's basically because the owners can't help themselves and just kept overextending and offering 10-year offers to rookies.
Can you please not say the word owners? Okay, they don't try and change that right now.
All right, sorry.
What are they trying to change it to?
Team CEOs, I think.
Manager. That sounds worse.
Where did we get? I'm sorry, I have completely derailed us. Thoughts on the NBA draft? Anybody? God.
I mean, it happened. Everyone expected Zion Williams to go first. He'd go first.
Yeah.
The first three were expected, and everything else afterwards. I don't even know what another player after.
I think
Cam Reddish is another name, and I know he went.
That
like
was the shocking part. That Cam Reddish dropped all the way down to 10. I thought he was going to be at least maybe 6, 7, or 8.
I don't think now, John. You probably watch more college hoops than any of us. Are you surprised by that? Because I thought Cam Reddish was a complete disappointment this season.
Yeah, I thought towards the end of the season he had a kind of nursing an injury, but towards the end of the season, he was coming in as the number two. Let's not forget it was R.J. Barrett, Cam Reddish, and then Zion Williamson coming in the top 300.
What a joke, right?
And Cam Reddish just kind of just faltered, didn't really have a great season, so it kind of dropped his draft stock. But yet again, I mean, I think the Atlanta – everyone's saying obviously the Pelicans are the winners in the trades that they've made, obviously getting Zion – but I honestly think the Hawks are the best team in this draft right now, or the best team to come out of this draft, in getting DeAndre Hunter from Virginia, who's a beast of a two-way player, can shoot inside, outside, you know, great defender, and then even to get Cam Reddish after that. So they have a young core in Trae Young, Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter, and John Collins. Mm-hmm. If they can just find, you know, a key piece in this, you know, giant free agent pool to kind of fit there at their shooting guard, small forward spot. Watch out for the Hawks.
I will say that I found it...
Hawk take. Sorry.
That's Brad's job.
Yeah, they're soaring by, man.
Sorry. Okay. I guess everyone wants in on the Brad action today. Bad jokes galore. Thank you for joining us here at Talking About Practice. Those are the musical stylings of Sonny Slim and Derek Isamaki, dropping bad jokes followed by a bad joke. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, and let me little add here to the Hawkeye stuff.
Oh God, is this another Hawk pun?
No, it's not.
I really wish it was.
But the Hawks, the Hawks did also do a trade this morning, straight across for Bazemore. And I'm forgetting his first name. Someone help me out. Huh?
I'll look it up.
Kent Bazemore.
Thank you. And Evan Turner with the Portland Trailblazers, which I think is a great trade for both, because Hawks don't really need a shooter right now. They kind of need more of that defender key piece that Evan Turner is.
And Lord knows the Trailblazers need a guy on the bench who's going to be excited and give everyone high fives.
Yeah, and can shoot occasionally.
Occasionally. I watched him for 4 years on the Warriors, and that occasional is very occasional.
I mean, it was occasional enough to get a max deal.
He got maxed out.
He got a max deal like 3 years ago.
You're lying.
Yeah, he's making like $19, $20 million a year.
I'm sorry, who are we talking about again?
Kent Bazemore.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Kent Bazemore. He used to be on the Warriors.
I even gave you that name, yeah.
Okay, well,
I was the entire time trying to think of another Hawk pun to go along with it, but the first thing I could do was, like, they preyed upon the Blazers to get one.
Yikes.
That was bad, yeah. So it was terrible. That time, so.
Somebody swoop in and save this.
Nice.
You guys are really flying off the handle today, huh? I'm just going to apologize.
I guess the early bird gets the joke, huh?
Oh, God. I just want to apologize to our entire listening audience until college football starts, okay? This is basically what you can expect.
Which is less than 65 days, by the way, college football.
Okay.
Countdown.
There is.
So there's that to look forward to. In less than 65 days, this show might be semi-informative again.
Or you might miss the jokes.
Until then, you can just listen to puns and poorly told jokes. How about that? Let's move on. Or do we have anything else on the NBA draft?
I mean, I think the one big thing that shocked me was Bol Bol got drafted and not Taco Fall. If you're talking about two big guys, I think Taco Fall had more upside than Bol Bol.
I'm sorry, it's Bol Bol, not Bol Bol.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Bol Bol.
Bol Bol. Okay. Did I say it right the second time? Bubble.
The fact that
he did look like a supervillain, though, did he not?
He
in
did.
That suit,
yeah.
I mean,
the web,
yeah,
all blacked out,
or he's Spider-Man,
yeah. But
Venom.
We're trying, guys. We are trying again.
So,
yes.
So does this actually change anything for any of the free agents that are out there, like Irving or Klay Thompson? Durant, where they're going to be going this next year? Even
later. I don't think so, because you're talking about veteran players, and I don't think any of these players are in a position where they're like, hey, let me go team with the younger guy. And
the Pelicans,
well, I mean,
real
LeBron
nice
did
right
it.
Yeah. When did he do that?
With the Lakers.
Yes, but hold on. But who on that Laker team was LeBron going to join up with and take under his wing? Because he just shipped them all out Whether it was him or Rob Pelinka, they're all gone.
I know.
He wasn't going to L.A. to play with a bunch of youngins. He went to L.A. knowing that he was going to be an attractive offering ship to bring other players
to
LA.
So he was going in there to rec house and get people to play with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they couldn't step up and play. And they couldn't step up and play, so he shipped them out.
Yeah. And he tried to do it last year.
Yeah.
Well, I know he tried. But is that what was, do you think that was his plan going into it?
1,000%. Yeah. What do you think? He went to LA and he was like, let me develop all these players and maybe we'll make an 8 seed in 2-3 years from now and get swept out of the first round? Well, you think that was his plan?
Well, they were looking like a 4 or 5 seed before he got injured.
Even before that, he was still planning on getting rid of them.
Yeah.
There was always a plan to get rid of some of them, maybe not all of them.
His childhood friend is Anthony Davis's agent. You don't think they've had some off-season conversations?
No, it doesn't shock me, but I mean, shipping them all out was his original plan.
I would say a little tact, LeBron. Just a little tact. I mean, y'all are making it so blatantly obvious what you're doing. You put Anthony Davis in Space Jam. You put him on the show, The Shop, with you. You're hanging out with him. I mean, just a little tact. Maybe not so apparent. You know, like if you're going to cheat on your girlfriend, maybe don't post pictures with your side chick on Instagram is all I'm saying. Is that a good analogy?
That's a great analogy, actually.
I'm not touching that one.
Moving on. I do want to get back into some of the logistics of stuff going on in the NBA at some point, whether it's free agents or any of that kind of stuff. But before we do that, is anyone else who's a Warriors fan here, so not Derek, a little nervous about Klay Thompson starring in Space Jam 2?
You think he's actually going to go to L.A. with LeBron? There's not enough money for him to go there.
They're trying to clear a cap space for a
third. They don't need him
deal
for this year. He's got to get healthy, so after next year, they'll probably have enough room.
Yeah, but do you see Klay signing a 1-1 just so he can rehab? I think Klay's coming back.
I do, too.
For the Warriors.
Yeah. I also think Durant's coming back.
I think losing was the best thing for you guys.
I think it was, too.
If you guys won, you guys probably like, all right, I'm out.
I think it's unfinished business for all of them at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and most likely they're not going to be ready for next season. Maybe Klay, but I'm... That Achilles injury, especially at 7 foot, is at any size, is a beast of an injury to come back from. Everything through your leg runs through your Achilles. Your tendon that attaches to your Achilles runs basically the length of your leg. So everything's going to be different for KD. Just getting his balance back and walking normal is going to be a process. So well,
plus you look at it, Klay Thompson is 29 right now, KD is 30. So they're kind of coming towards the end of their career. They're middle of their career right now, heading into the end of their career.
Are they really that old? Klay's that old?
Klay's 29 right now.
It makes more sense for KD to leave if he gets a 4-year max offer.
Right.
Because otherwise, his best option, if not that, is to opt in for a year with the Warriors, take the money to rehab, and then sign a max deal when no one's seen you play for a year. And I think teams like the Knicks, like a lot of desperate teams, would easily max him all the way out just to have that superstar piece. But I think if you're KD's management, if you're his people, you got to tell him take that deal.
But wouldn't your max deal go down if you take a year off because you're not top 15? You're in that all NBA team. Wouldn't your max go down?
Because he's KD.
Well, I know he's KD, but he can't.
At the same time, I love how we said we were going to talk about free agency, and yet here we are talking about free agency.
Yeah, we're still talking about free agency. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I said I don't like to speculate. I'm like, where's KD going,
we're
guys?
We're speculating right now.
All right. You know what? Let's move off it. This is FM 90.1 KZFR. Chico, we are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. This is Talking About Practice, the world's greatest sports talk radio show. I'm Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, Derek Kusumaki, Statman Brad, John Lucan, hashtag full squad. Should we do some news? I feel like we should probably get into some news.
Good ones.
Yeah, you got some good ones for us? All right, let's stay informed and update the entire North State on what's going on in the world.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Kusumaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. Time for
the news.
I don't know why that makes me laugh every time, but it does.
I'm glad it does. I'm glad I'm working on it.
It tickles my funny bone.
I like to tickle things on you. Especially that funny bone. Now, for those of you...
Okay.
Getting risky. Getting risky.
Don't ever tell me I'm getting risky again, Brad. Okay. For those of you out there who are the occasional toker uppers, the occasional weed users, because it's legal.
Toker uppers.
Toker uppers, baby.
That's a new one.
Wow, careful what you do.
Such a nerd.
Whoever those who like to participate in the reefer,
Giggle Bush,
Devil's Lettuce. California right now is launching a new ad campaign.
Sorry, I hit my microphone. I'm just mad I missed the timing to chime in with a...
Go for it right now. Here's your time.
Okay, Little Miss Mary... Right.
What?
I was about to say Little Miss Mary Jane. No?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Time out? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, go ahead and leave. See yourself out, Brad. Thank you very much.
That was a risky way to say it. For those of you out there, like I said, California right now is urging you to be weed wise. And by that, they mean only purchase weed legally from actually licensed dispensaries.
Hey, why don't you make it easier then on it?
I know what you're saying. I get it.
Hey, yes. Escort yourself out.
I'll see myself to the door.
I'll tag you out here.
All right.
They want you to buy weed legally as opposed to the guy next door to you who sells that fire.
Stop infringing on my rights, America!
And they legitimately have started a new ad campaign, a digital ad campaign California has, with the hashtag BeWeedWise as the headline. So that's where you're spending our money on, guys.
Nice.
Yeah. On being weedwise.
Taxes.
Yes. They want that money, y'all. They want that money. Even though I give it a lot of them every month. Now, talking about terrible timing, it's actually really not, because as I read this story, I'm going to be very upset. I'm already upset as I read it.
I can see that.
Like, it's happening now. For those of you out there who like to participate in the lottery, every once in a while when the pocket's big enough, I'm like, you know, I'm going to buy a couple of drugs. Yeah, why not? You know, I could use $100 million. Yeah, that's usually what I come
to. I mean, I'll take $100,000.
I'll still take $100,000, but I'm not going to start buying a ticket until it gets into triple digits. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, like, 9 digits, but triple digits and with a million on this side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, this man, Richard Zelasco, won himself an $80 million jackpot back in 2013. However, during that time, he was in arbitration with his wife for a divorce that already started happening in 2009. In 2011, they had entered arbitration, so divorce is happening and all. Still had not been finalized. So by July 2013, when he won that ticket, he was still technically married.
Oh.
And guess what happened? That's right. They stripped him of half his money.
No.
And gave it to his wife.
No.
Or no. Technically ex-wife. Going to be ex-wife. Soon to be ex-wife. If not already ex-wife. They're not together whatsoever, but no.
Why didn't he just hide the ticket until...
So lesson...
I'm guessing he probably didn't think he was already in that process of filing divorce, but apparently the money that he spent it on, that $1 he spent, was apparently joint money.
In the lottery, unless you're final,
try to hide it up. You're going to either lose out on that money because you're taking so much time to get that.
Yeah.
At the same time, they're still going to know you per ticket unless you're prepared to give half that money.
Be careful who you get married.
I'm going to wait to buy a lottery ticket. Like, yeah, $300 million. I'm going to buy one right now, but you got to tell me now just because I'm
okay. All
right. It's actually a great way. If you're ever, we always try to give you good ideas. At least I do. On trying to do bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Not good ideas, but like stupid ideas to do bad things. Now, these two gentlemen over in Massachusetts were trying to rob a CVS. Apparently, got fed up with all the paper they've been wasting on the receipts.
It is annoying.
One of the dudes went up to the counter and faked a heart attack. Great way. So gets everyone around, bada bing, bada boom. You're in a pharmacy. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, the guy's passing out. Because it's plausible. Guy's getting heart medication. You never know. But during that time, his buddy robbed the store. He got alcohol. This is what they're running with. Alcohol. They're pretty much going for a party right now. condoms. And chips.
No dip, huh?
Well, they were the
condoms
dips.
Before.
I'd set you up because I thought that joke in my head, and I knew you were going to lay it down. Thank you. You're welcome for the alley-oop.
Thank you. I appreciate that one. I just had to tap it home. Tap it home.
You're really pushing it today,
I'm sorry. I can't help myself. All right, final one. Final one right now. This takes place in our beloved San Francisco.
Yeah, Rhea. I'll be there Wednesday, Thursday. What up?
Now, this happened in the Castro neighborhood with a sushi restaurant that is catching fire from the Homeless Coalition. Because the homeless situation in San Francisco is terrible, so there's a coalition out there to help them out. But this sushi restaurant during Pride Week, very big time, especially in the area they're at, Castro neighborhood, which is a largest area for the gay community, LGBT in particular. They decided to put a rock in a little crevice in their house and painted it with the Pride flag on it. However, the Coalition for the Homeless said, that's a place where homeless people can sleep. And you put a rock there.
Wait.
So they couldn't sleep there. That's what they said. The sushi place said, no, we're just trying to celebrate Pride Month and put a rock out there, painted it the Pride colors. Bada bing, bada bing. Looks nice because it's a Zen garden. It's a sushi restaurant. Rocks make sense in a Zen garden because it's made with rocks. So there's a big rock on there. Painted it. LGBT. And the Homeless Coalition said, no. You took away a place where a homeless person could sleep. Or two. However, the sushi restaurant adamantly denied that. Said, no, that's not the case. We actually have other places around the restaurant where they can snap at. So bada bing, bada boom. Suck it, Homeless Coalition. You're wrong. And that's what they did. They did. They apologized for their challenge to the sushi restaurant because they wanted to celebrate Pride Month. That's the news, guys. You're welcome.
This is going to be fun. I just feel it right now.
Me so tired of your news. Get that sushi? No? Miso? No?
All right. Yeah, we're running over again right now. Yeah, let's double tap that one. Okay, please.
This show has gone off the rails. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Talking About Practice, Chico's number one sports talk radio show. You can listen to the comedy stylings of John Lucan and Derek Isumaki the rest of the summer because, again, we have about 4 minutes of baseball we could talk in any given show. And being that the Giants are trash and no one really cares about the A's right now, makes it a little difficult to talk about baseball.
I mean, the Dodgers did do something pretty historic this week.
All right, let's talk about it, Derek. We'll get to the North State update. Go ahead. Here's your chance.
My time to shine. 3 walk-off homers by 3 rookies in 3 consecutive games against the Rockies. How about them apples?
And that's never happened before.
Never.
Yeah. All right, North State update, everyone.
All right.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, we're going to stick with baseball and talk about a Chico product that came out of Chico State.
Yes.
Went to PV High School. Luke Barker. He was drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers many moons ago, and he is now making his AAA, well, he already made his AAA debut, one inning, shutout, only one hit. It was great. And he actually just, you look confused.
No, I'm confused by your delivery, but go ahead.
It's always confusing, but you know what? We keep rolling
one
on.
One inning, one hit, he was great.
Just I mean, in his AAA debut, he's not a starting pitcher. He's a reliever. He's usually one inning.
That would have been helpful on the front end.
All right. I apologize. He's been one of the best relieving pitchers in the minor leagues.
There we go.
Throughout the whole entire single A all the way up to AAA.
There we go.
He's been one of the best, and he finally got moved up.
PB,
he went to PB. Yes.
That's good knowledge.
What's the noise a Viking makes? Like, we need a chant for the Vikings, I feel.
Isn't it one of those horns they blow?
Oh, that was insane.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's skull, though. I think it's
like a skull chant right now. No,
that's a little clap.
I don't know. I didn't study up on the Vikings. You're from that area, Isumaki.
Yeah, and so is Lucan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Scandinavian.
Is that the accent you're going with for Scandinavian?
Yeah.
Scandinavian.
Mm-hmm.
Scandinavian. I don't
And unfortunately, he had a only a seven-inning game, and he pitched in the seventh inning and gave up a solo home run, his first run given up in the Triple A.
Was that the one hit he gave up?
Yes, that was. This is in the second game he appeared.
Okay.
So he only pitched to two batters, gave up a home run. So that's Luke Barker, but something to look forward to. Samson Abernathy, another PB product, got drafted by the got drafted by the Pirates, and Colin Barber got drafted in the fourth round, one of the highest picks. Chico product has produced by the Houston Astros.
All right,
so you have two guys to look forward to going up through the minors, and hopefully to see Barker and Barber making it to the majors in the next couple years.
Awesome.
So that is your North State update.
Thank you, sir. That was actually pretty solid.
Horrible start, but, you know, I redeemed it a little bit.
I would just...
The great topic to go on.
Yeah.
I thought so.
The information was solid. Let's just work on burying the lead, okay?
But I want to dig it up a bit. You kind of have to, like, dig it up a bit to get into that, you know?
We're going to have to study media a little bit better, my friend. You don't start with the most useless information. You start with the most juicy information, then work your way back.
Oh, the reverse pyramid.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
Thanks, good? Chico State. Yep, we're good.
All right. You did learn something in class.
Something.
Yeah.
Barely paying attention.
It's clearly showing. Let's move on. Brad, if you wouldn't mind trying to get in touch with our L.A. correspondent.
I can do my best, yeah.
Okay. We will trudge ahead here.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a couple topics, a couple of rapid-fire topics here. Cam Newton offers a man $1,500 cash for a 10-hour flight for the gentleman's seat, and the gentleman refused. And all I got to say is, good on you, sir.
Boss move by him, man.
You either won, knew exactly what Cam Newton's worth, and was like, come on, bro. $1,500 is like $4. For you, it's like $4 for any normal human. If you want this seat, let's start at $10,000, and we'll work from there.
I mean, the fact of the matter is legroom is a precious commodity, especially on a 10-hour flight. You're crossing an ocean, y'all. I don't want to be cramped.
Cam Newton, 6'6"? 6'5"?
Yeah. 6'5", like 250.
Yeah.
He's not a small man.
He is not.
All this happened because apparently he missed his original flight. He originally had a first-class flight, but he missed that flight from Paris to Charlotte. This one he was not so lucky on. He had to sit.
Yeah, it didn't even look first-class. Looked like
he wasn't. I think he was economy.
Economy.
Is whatever you want to call it. Make it feel like it's not trash. Yeah.
Hope he had some Xanny and knock him out on that flight, because that is brutal to sit economy with all the commoners when you're a $100 million athlete. I can imagine.
Not to mention you're 6'6", and you're 250 pounds, and you're in that tiny... I have problems with those.
Yeah.
The legs there, and I'm 4 inches shorter than the dude.
I have problems, and I'm just above little person status. I'm 5'9", but...
I mean, I always take the aisle seat whenever I get a chance.
Yo, people that choose the window over the aisle...
What is wrong with you?
No thank you, sir.
I mean, it's all the people that want to get the picture outside the airplane so they have a good Snap story or Instagram story, you know, something like that, you know?
Last time I was on a flight, I had someone hand me their phone and asked if I could take a picture, so I took a picture of just the wing. Oh, passive aggressiveness at its finest.
It's a beautiful thing to have.
Let's move
on. How much would it take you guys, though?
I mean, I would have given up for
$1,500.
$1,500, I would have done it.
That's but, 2 months' rent for me. That's done.
It's on my. I would have probably asked for more.
You wouldn't have tried to haggle more?
I would have gotten for more.
Oh, no, I'm holding out.
I mean, you're
more.
A Panthers fan. You can ask for a
signed
jersey.
I honestly probably would give it to him for free. Like, I was like, yeah, man, take it, dog. Like,
no, not me.
No. I would have said, I want, like, at least free tickets or something, you know, for life.
Ooh, season tickets.
If I'm starting with 10 racks, and if we get back down to 1,500, I'm doing 1,500 and a guest appearance on a radio show. Signed in ink that day. Okay.
Then we're going to talk about that story on the show. Yeah, it'd have been great. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Would you have done it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I would have done it for $40. I would have done it for a solid handshake and appreciation. Let's move on. We have our L.A. correspondent,
the best part of our show weekly, Aaron Isamaki, with us. Aaron, what is happening?
Hey there, how's it going? We missed you last week.
Oh, did you? Thank you. I missed you guys.
I did, personally.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't here last week either, but thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, no one noticed. Aaron, where are you right now?
Well, technically, sadly, I am back home in the valley.
Okay.
The road trip has ended.
Okay. Now, how many... go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I hit 10 ballparks in about 28 days.
Awesome. So,
nice ratio right there.
So now that the trip is over, can we get a full review of your favorite ballpark you went to and your least favorite? We'll start there.
And best food as well.
Well, one question.
Yeah. So I'll say, I think it's easy to say, right, Wrigley would probably be everyone's favorite just because of the history there.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, just, it's the Cubs, you know, you gotta love Wrigley. Other than that, I'd say my favorite, definitely one of them is Cleveland, but then we went to Arizona and we saw the Diamondbacks play in Phoenix, and I have never been to a field where they have a retractable roof.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, that is like another level. It's just so weird to see a ballpark that is indoors.
Yeah.
And the coolest part is the roof retracts in 4 minutes. So while we were there, they actually pulled the roof back, and that was awesome to see.
That's pretty rad. What was the worst ballpark, would you say?
I hate to do them dirty like this, but it was definitely Kansas City. So we have like decent seats in their upper deck, but then it starts to rain. So we go up to the higher level of the seats, and there are cockroaches all over the place.
Cockroaches.
It was so gross. It was just like, oh, it was, yeah. We could not wait to get out of there. So if you go to KC, it's a cool stadium. They got the fountains. Stay in the lower seats. Don't go higher than, like, the second deck. It's disgusting.
So there's a social class established in Kansas City as well. That's
you peasants.
100%. It's kind of scandalous.
Wow.
That is interesting. Because
that's where our seats are. I'm a top deck type of person,
man. I am,
man.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I'm a top deck kind of person, too.
Yeah, we grew up on that.
I'm top deck seats. Don't go that high, though. And it's kind of hard to, like, fathom how they let that happen. Like, I don't even know.
And I think baseball and football are the best sports to sit way far back from the action, because you could see the field is so large and there's so much going on. I feel like you can see more of the game up top than you can, let's say, basketball or hockey, as far as the major sports
Absolutely.
Go in America. So, yeah, well, that's interesting.
Avoid KC.
Best food, worst food?
Ooh, best food. I'm going to stick with Cincinnati. So they had something called a fry box, which was really cool. But Cleveland did have the best variety. Derek and I have both been to the stadium in Colorado, and I would say, like, Colorado Stadium, it's impressive. Just all the different kinds of food, the specialty foods. And Cleveland was the same way. But Cincinnati, I had the best food. Worst food... Yeah, let's see. I don't know, because everywhere it's kind of... Well, okay, I'm going to go St. Louis, because it didn't seem like St. Louis had much variety. They were very standard, like baseball food, hot dogs, things like that. So
gotcha.
It was
very classy town like that, you know?
More traditional.
Yeah, I mean, they gave their guy that left them a standing ovation. Like, how much can you, like... Ugh, that was pathetic. Sorry.
But St. Louis was a really cool stadium, too, though. And you could really, when we were there, they lost. But the crowd, it was a really, the crowd was really hyped. They cheered the whole time. They were really loud. They really loved their team. St. Louis is definitely a baseball town. That was a gorgeous stadium.
That's what we've all kind of heard before. I've never got to go check out a game there. So actually, despite the food, I do want to go check out a game there.
How cheap is the, what is the place that had the cheapest beer?
All their beer prices are basically the same. Everywhere is cheaper than Dodger Stadium, but, like, you're going to pay $10 for a 16-ounce can basically anywhere.
I mean, you're in Busch Stadium. I feel like they should have Budweiser for free as you walk into the stadium. Like, here's your free Bud.
They hand it out to kids. They don't care.
Right? Like, get them started right now.
This is that was the downside, too, about St. Louis. It is Busch Stadium. So Budweiser does own tons of small beer places, but they didn't. Their variety of beer was pretty eh.
Yeah, I could see that.
But beer costs what beer costs.
Yeah, that's fair.
An arm and a leg.
If you, exactly. What is on the bucket list as far as stadiums you still want to go see in your lifetime that you haven't seen yet? Because you've been to a lot of them now.
Yeah, one of the ones that I wanted to see really badly and just wasn't able to fit it into the schedule was PNC Park.
Yes.
So yeah. I've heard that's a gorgeous stadium, great views. I'd say, yeah, PNC Park.
Okay, that's fair.
I got to get there.
Well, we appreciate any more questions for our LA correspondent boys. Okay. Yeah. I think that's going to do it, Aaron. Hey, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Next week, if you got any stories about Derek, we would love to spend the entire time embarrassing him, if possible.
Oh, just please, give me an hour. There won't be enough time.
Yes. All right, Aaron, we will chat with you next week. Thanks for joining us, as always. All right.
There's
not that much out there. Come on.
Bye.
Yeah. I've only known you 6 years, and I feel like an hour would be easy.
Okay, fine. Maybe there's more.
She's known you your entire life, my friend. What else do we have on the rundown? Maybe I should pull it up and not ask you guys.
It's time to hate, man.
All right. You want me to hate? Well, before we do this, so for those of you new to the program, Derek and I specialize in hating on others. Or specific topics. It's kind of what we do. And so I wanted to ask you guys what you wanted me to hate on, because I have a variety of things. Even though my life is going great right now, I have a variety of things I could hate on. So you guys get a vote, or just tell me what you want me to do. I can do the super fam is one topic. I can do marijuana regulations in the state of California is another. I can do ammunition regulations in the state of California as one as well. And I had one more, and I forgot it. So
I'm going to vote ammunitions on this one.
John?
Since I...
How about we just melt them together and you just hate on California?
Okay.
The player haters ball.
Oh, man. Hey. Why you wanna play hate on me?
Oh, I love that drop. So, legislation in the state of California has been fairly unkind to you gun lovers out there. Starting at the first of July, whenever you go to purchase ammunition now, you can't just go in and say, oh, I'm going to go shooting with my buddies. I need to buy a box of 12-gauge buckshot. Oh, no, my friend. Now, just to buy ammunition, you will have to have a background check and wait, as if you're buying a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, the tax is raising anywhere between 25 and 50% on ammunition. I don't understand this. Who are we stopping from? Isn't the whole goal to take guns out of the hands of psychopaths that want to shoot people up? How is that going to accomplish this mission? I don't understand it at all. Do you think if someone is hell-bent on shooting a place up, they're going to be like, oh, that extra $40 I have to spend now. You know what? Never mind. I'm actually going to go seek therapy, try to turn my life around. I don't think so. We keep overreacting to these things in the wrong way. It's the same way we handle our drug policy in this country. In particular, this state, it is so backwards. We're not treating the problem at all. We are only punishing the people who enjoy guns and the people who enjoy marijuana or purchasing weed legally. It is so dumb. The
hashtag be weedwise.
What's that?
Hashtag be weedwise.
Weedwise, yes.
Weedwise.
77% of this state, you cannot purchase league weed recreationally. Didn't we just legalize it as a state recreationally? Why are counties getting involved and making it so difficult? Let's regulate it and make some money as a state. We are already draining small businesses and mid-sized businesses of tax revenue. People are always going to do drugs. We're never going to be able to stop people from doing drugs. So let's regulate it. Why is alcohol legal and all these other drugs illegal? It makes no sense to me. The way
legislation in general in this state is really starting to frustrate me. And I think I'm beginning to think Texas might have a couple things correct. In Texas, you go purchase a gun, but you can't purchase weed anywhere. And that's dumb. But the gun part, I'm down with. If you want to start regulating guns, here's an easy way to do it, right? Education. If I want to drive a car, I have to be educated in how I drive a car. If I want to purchase a gun, I just need to not have a criminal record. That seems kind of backwards to me. I can kill someone in a car, but I can kill a lot more people with a gun. Why don't you make it just a little more difficult? Make me have to earn the right to purchase a gun instead of just not having a criminal record, because that doesn't necessarily mean I won't have one after I'm able to purchase a gun. It all seems fairly straightforward to me. That's player haters ball, y'all. That's it.
I gotta say one thing.
Yes.
Well, actually, you know, do you want to? Oh, you're just doing your little snaps. Oh, your little snaps. There's a little state, stone throw away. I'm gonna be heading over there quite a bit on the weekends.
Is it a state called Nevada?
Something close to that. Yeah.
What would be the one close to it?
That was the one.
Why would you say it's something close to that? California would be something close to that.
But
Arizona,
it doesn't regulate it.
Okay, anyway, go ahead. What's your point?
I was going to say I'm going to go buy ammunition over there instead of just buying here in California.
Ooh, make a weekend. Ammo smuggler. Well, dangerous
weekend
trip.
And start selling it on Craigslist for half the price.
No,
I'm with you. You know what?
You don't want to wait for your ammo. I got you. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, no, that's actually not a terrible idea.
It's cheaper and
I don't know what the
legal. It's not legal, but I mean.
You have to drive to Nevada, though.
Yeah.
You know this is live radio, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what? This is live?
We're going to end player haters ball right there suddenly, and we're just going to move on because I really don't know what to do with any of that. Brad, you telling us your illegal plans of smuggling ammunition, just, I don't.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Wasn't like a
speaking of hating on things, you want to hate on some stuff, Derek?
I do.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Slip-on Vans. Like, oh god, why? Like, nah, why? They look so stupid. I'm sorry. Like, no dress-up shoe should ever be like slip-on. I'm sorry, at this point in time in your life. Get some laces, y'all. Next one, please. Hit me again.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that eat tacos with knife and forks.
I'm with you.
What is wrong with you?
Yes. If you want to use a fork to clean up after the mess, okay.
So. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But there's a tortilla to protect everything on the inside from getting on your hands.
Yep.
It's like nature's napkin. Hit me again.
Yep.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that don't know how to change the car on their tire. I'm sorry, what? People that don't know how to change their tire on their car.
Hold on, I got one for you.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people don't know how to deliver the sentence they're trying to make a point on.
That's great point.
That's
great
my
point.
Job.
Yeah. But still, if you do not know how to change a tire on your car, man or woman, whatever you want to call yourself, you use that thing on a daily basis, and you don't know the basic function of your car. They give you everything you need in that car, a little instruction manual, too, to do it on your car, and yet I still see people calling AAA to get them to change their tire because they don't know how to do it. Pathetic. It's like honing a laptop and saying, well, I can open up Notepad and paint. There's a lot of other functions your car can do. Know them. Hit me again.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that don't put their towel in the bin at the gym. It's on your way out. Way out, and you just leave it there. Oh. Lazy.
Hey, preach, yes. Son.
Oh my god, like,
gross.
Like, disgusting. I gotta pick up your sweaty ass towel now because you don't want to walk past the bin and put it in that bin.
Okay, hold on. Let me. Can I roll
Please
with this
go,
real
go
quick?
For it, yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Wipe down the equipment after you use it and you sweat all over it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Feel free to re-rack your own weights and don't let me walk up to the machine you just used with all your weights on it.
I 100% agree. Those are all on there. They were there.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Put your pants on before you put a shirt on in the locker room.
That's just a bad look. Yeah. Right now. No one wants to see.
Going full Donald.
I hate when people pull the Donald Duck / Winnie the Pooh.
We said before, be mindful of your nudity out there in the gym, too.
Yes.
Okay? Keep it short and sweet.
I get it. It's an agreed-upon thing. It's a safe zone. Don't take advantage.
Yeah. I don't need to see you just walking around loud and proud with the towel over your shoulder.
Over your shoulder when you're butt naked. Yeah. Come on, man. Wrap yourself.
No, come on, please.
God. All
right. And one more for me.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Girls that will look completely stupid to look really good online.
And what I mean is the number of pictures y'all take in the most stupid fashions ever, and the way you put your friend in the situation to make her look even stupider as she's taking your picture for you. Gosh, it happens all the time.
Talking about like the tongue out look?
Just in general, like there are people who are girls who just take picture on picture on picture until they get the right one, like all the time. And that's so stupid. Oh. In a random stupid setting. And then they have her friend down there looking like Taekwondo master trying to get in the right position.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When girls have their boyfriend take the picture instead.
That's rough.
Yeah.
You're in a hard.